To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. At its best, antiquated, at worst, deeply unfair. That's Chancellor George Osborne's view of incremental pay progression. Now, that allows people in the public sector to move up a pay scale in line with their time served. In other words, someone in the public sector, the longer they work somewhere, they get a nice wee pay rise every year they are there. Osborne says that is outdated. Unions are furious. George Osborne has previously told the Commons that automatic pay deals for civil servants would end by April 2016 in favour of performance-related pay rises. NIPSS's Bumper Graham is with us this morning. Bumper World this morning with Bumper Graham, with the commentator Erwin Armstrong. Good morning to you, Erwin.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Bumper.
Morning, Erwin.
How's Bumper World today, Bumper?
Well, as you'd expect, Stephen, not that good. Every day seems to be just another kicking for our public servants.
Why should a public servant, by the way, this doesn't automatically apply here. We would need to look, obviously, at what the local administration here, the devolved institutions, felt about this. But let's run with this idea at least, Bumper. Why should someone in the public sector automatically get a pay rise every year? Why?
Well, Stephen, I hope you're sitting down because I'm going to shock you. I actually agree with George Osborne. It is deeply unfair. But the reason it's unfair is that the rate for the job is the maximum of the pay scale. And increments are introduced on the basis that people take some time to learn the ropes, and it's a recognition of them progressing and being able to do the job. Now, across the public service, the number of increments vary from 3, perhaps, up to 6. But if you take the clerical officer in the civil service, there are 6 points on the pay scale. A difference between £3,245 between the bottom point and the top point. At the end of the day, the top point is the rate for the job. And what we say is, yes, let's do away with increments and pay everybody the rate for the job, which is the maximum of the salary.
You want people paid the max? Everybody paid the maximum.
Well, that's the rate for the job.
Are you in?
Well, I'm in the same world as you, Stephen, because I'm sure when you go in and you negotiate your contract with the fat cats in the BBC, you say, I'm doing the job, I'm worth X thousands of pounds, and I'm only going to take X thousands of pounds. I'm not going to spend another 6 years getting a few pounds extra each year and moving up the pay scale. You negotiate the rate for the job, and we want public servants to be paid the rate for the job.
Erwin?
Well, as usual, I'm amazed at what Bumper says, because he always comes in, I think, as somebody christened it, maybe you christened it, into Bumperland or Bumper World. The rate for the job is the rate in Northern Ireland for doing a specific job. And we already know that the civil service pay 27% more, allowing for educational differences and things, than the private sector. So to say that is the rate for the job is completely untrue. The second issue is,
Erwin, how do you claim it's untrue? The employers have agreed with the unions.
Yeah, no,
the rate for the job is the maximum of the pay scale.
The rate
people are entitled to get the rate for the job.
Bumper, you're talking about the rate inside the civil service.
The civil service. And this affects people in the health service, in local government, in the housing executive, in education, whether they be teachers or non-teaching staff.
Exactly, Bumper. The point I'm making is that the rate inside the public service, if you want to use that term, is 27% higher than it is in the private sector. So it's
not a reflection of the fact that the private sector in Northern Ireland is a low-wage economy and it needs to improve the pay it gives to its workers.
No. The rate for the job is the rate which you pay to get an employee who's suitable to do the job. It may be in Northern Ireland the rate is lower than it could be, but in Northern Ireland the rate for the job...
Erwin, are you saying that a nurse working in the A&E in the Royal or Craigavon or in Altnagelvin should be paid less than a nurse working in Cardiff, in Newcastle upon Tyne, or in Glasgow?
I'm absolutely saying that national pay is completely wrong. Pay should actually reflect the society in which people are actually operating.
And I'm glad I've wheedled that out of you, because what you...
No, you didn't have to wheedle it out.
What you want to do, Erwin, is sell Northern Ireland as a low-wage economy where you can pay workers a pittance and not pay them the rate for the job commensurate with their skills, ability and effort.
No, no, Bumper, I think where you're wrong, and I don't want to digress into a different argument. I many times have said, and even on Stephen's show, that I want to see people getting paid more. The reality is today they are...
Well, all your efforts are to try and get them paid less.
No, no, my efforts are to try and get people paid more in the
private sector. What is wrong, Bumper, with performance-related pay? In other words, that your members don't automatically get it, but the ones that are really good, the ones that are performing, they get it.
Well, in many respects, there is performance-related pay, Stephen, because across the public services, in order to be able to get your increment, you have to be deemed to be foreman to a satisfactory level. So there is performance.
There's a difference from satisfactory doing the job and actually some type of performance assessment where a manager is able to say, do you know what? You've gone well beyond your public duty there. You've gone well beyond the bare minimum you needed to do. So there's a bonus.
The problem with that approach is it has been tried and tested and failed. Not just in Northern Ireland, but across the rest of the United Kingdom, and indeed many parts of Europe, because performance-related pay was proven not to work. It distracted people away from working collaboratively with their colleagues in the team and performing well.
Isn't this what
to the cult of the individual? Now, I know you might be of Thatcher and believe in the cult of the individual, but most of us still believe in working in a civilized society.
So when you say, Bumper, that this couldn't work, and the model across the world is showing it couldn't work, every single sales rep listening to this program this morning is going to think you're on something.
Well,
every single sales rep that's on a bonus structure, the more they sell, the more they get. Are you aware of how many people will be listening to this today who will be commission driven?
You're not comparing like with
commission driven. If they sell, if they perform, they get paid more. And you're saying that doesn't work.
Consultants should be paid for the number of hip operations they do. Civil servants should be paid for the number of people they pay out dole money to. Teachers should be paid for the number of children in a class. Is that the sort of mayhem and nonsense you're suggesting, Stephen?
I'm suggesting that a manager can assess a workforce and decide
if
someone's gone beyond the norm.
If we do that, and we well know in Northern Ireland the history of that, that you end up having thousands upon thousands of tribunal claims for sex discrimination, religious discrimination, race discrimination.
Because what you're saying, it doesn't matter where somebody performed poorly, averagely, or brilliantly. They should all be paid the same. You know, that's not
if
the word
people
I live
are performing,
in. I live in Bumper.
If people are performing, they're entitled to the rate for the job. And the rate for the job, as everybody accepts, is the agreed rate between the unions and the employer, which is the max of the pay scale.
But I
not
think
the minimum.
No, that's totally incorrect, because you've already said it could take people years. You know, when somebody
the incremental system is inherently unfair.
Okay, now stop you two shouting over each other. Bumper, tell me this, because this is a George Osborne idea, but I'm thinking that this will or may, what's your understanding, filter through to Northern Ireland? Because you've got national pay deals, of course, the likes of the NHS, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we don't because the health minister in Northern Ireland refused to follow what his colleagues were doing in the rest of the UK.
So do you see this affecting Northern Ireland, potentially?
Well, we would hope that it wouldn't, but of course what happens is, and it goes back into the current rows up in the executive with London, that Westminster will then reduce the amount of money coming to Northern Ireland, which is unfair. I mean, we either have devolution or we don't, and if we do have devolution, then our politicians should be allowed to come and make the right decisions in discussions with the employers and the trade unions.
So if Stormont don't want to go down this route of stopping automatic in-pay increases for public servants, for civil servants, etc., those in the public sector, they'll have to find the money from elsewhere.
But the important thing, Stephen, is people have contractual rights to these increments. It would be breaking the law, breach of contract, were they not to pay them their increments.
Well, presumably Osborne can re-legislate around that.
He can try, but I think we would successfully take him to the courts. Providing we're still in Europe, of course. If the Tories have their way, we'll be out of it.
Okay.
No doubt Irwin supports that as well.
All right. Bumper, thank you. Irwin, thank you.